you are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Ministries catering specifically to men play a significant role in the religious and spiritual landscape, aiming to address the unique needs, challenges, and growth opportunities that men may encounter. So why are such ministries so much important, like ministry here, ministry there, right? So we're about to be finding out why these men's ministries basically in general, are super, super, super important. And we're joined on the line by Pastor Gary Young, who's going to be helping us with this beautiful conversation. My pastor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
I am good, Pastor. Thank you so much for availing yourself to come and speak to us.
That's my privilege and my pleasure to be here with you. Thanks.
Amen. Thank you. Pastor, before we start our conversation, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us so that the Holy Spirit may guide us as we talk?
Yeah, sure. Dear Lord, let us pray. Dear Lord, we just want to appreciate that you can come to you at any time and for any purpose. And now specifically, Lord, we are going to speak about men's issues, and we pray that you will guide and lead our discussion through your Holy Spirit, and we pray that it will be beneficial and that it can speak to somebody's heart today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, you know, you whenever you are at church, and I think this goes across almost all churches and all denominations. I'm not sure, but I think I've seen it in quite a number of, like, you know, almost all the denominations. You'll find children's ministries, women's ministries, young women's, you know, all of those things there. And then some, they do have what, a men's ministry where men gather to do certain things. And I'm like, but, like, really now? Why are you copying the women? They're like, it started us with men, you know, you women copied us, you know. But what is the but what is the purpose, my pastor, you know, the primary purpose of a men's ministries, you know, and how does it differ from all these other ministries that we have in the church?
You've made a very important observation there, and I think it's very real, you know, that we do tend to cater a lot for our children, for instance. We make sure that we have our adventurous clubs running, our pathfinders, and so on. And then we get our men just left chatting in the parking lot, you know. But men's ministries now, it's intentional. It's aimed at men specifically to bring men to God, you know, and also to help men to find their way into God's eternal kingdom. And so we look at you know, meeting the needs of our men in the church, and we draw attention to the roles of men in society, you know, the roles that they play in the home, even in the workplace, in the church, in the community, and just to help men become who they ought to be in our society. So we believe that strong men of God, in fact, are essential for building strong families. And we know that strong families become the backbone of strong churches and, by extension, strong communities and ultimately a strong nation. So there's a lot resting on our men. So we need to help our men to achieve their potential in life.
So in this ministry, my part, so for women's ministry, sometimes, you know, we speak about how to be virtuous, you know, how to take care of the home, you know, how to be a praying woman and so forth. And it depends with the setting. Sometimes we do speak to you about, you know, life issues and all that. What do you speak about in men's ministries? Like, really, like, I'm just looking, are you guys speaking about, you know, how to cut the grass properly, or or there's something, you know, there's some issues that you know, in your ministry, Pastor, you have seen that, you know what, Ned, this is frequent. This issue comes up a lot in these men's ministries. So what are some of the issues that you discuss?
Okay, well, look, men are very practical creatures. Yes, we need to learn how to fix a dripping tap and, you know, how to change a flat tire on a car and so on. And yes, those things we learn by example, you know. So that's why it's important that we teach each other these life skills and we have role models and we become role models, you know, to our youngsters, because our youngsters learn a lot from observation. Okay, so firstly, we need to help our men to understand how we function, understand each other, first of all, you know, understand how do men function, how do men think, how do they operate, and what is it that men need, you know, in life. We start by obviously looking at a man's connection with God. I think that's the first point that we have to focus on. You know, what is man's connection to God? And then what is the role of the man of God as a husband?
Okay.
You know, so how do you function? What is your role as a husband in the family? You know, and then as a father, your role as a man of God as a father.
Yeah.
So, you know, we share ideas, you know, how to do things, how to be an example to our kids and so on. You know, as mentioned, and I'll emphasize this again, that our youngsters learn by observation. Mm-hmm. Most things they learn by observation. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the man of God at work. Mm-hmm. You know, you spoke about women being virtuous,
yes.
But our men, we must also teach our men sexual integrity, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the face of temptations and so on.
Mm.
So the man of God at work, I mean, you, as pathfinders, we learn, like in the pledge and law, I'll just take one line, which says, do my honest part, for instance.
Yeah.
So at work, we learn to be also people of integrity, people who have good work ethic and so on, you know, so that we stand out. So you stand out as a man of God, not just as a man, but as a man of God in the workplace. And then we need support groups.
Okay.
You know, we need to support each other. You know, sometimes being a man can be lonely and there's a burden on you. Like, if you look at the budget now and you see, hey, you know what, you're going to be short here. Or you see that there's too much month left after the money's finished. It's the man's problem, you know. you don't go talk to the child and say, hey, how much are you going to bring in this week? You don't. It's up to the man. The man's got to deal with that. And so we need to learn how to deal with these situations and how to cope with it. And of course, as a man of God, we cope differently because we have the promises in God's word. We have God on our side. And so our whole context, our whole worldview is different now because we are men of God. And so we have the support for each other. And then there's also the accountability part. Because now we are educating each other to say, okay, this is now, yes, I must maintain my connection with God. I must be a man of God as a husband, as a father, and a man of God at work. And then we must ask each other, hey, how are you doing, brother? Are you coping?
Yeah.
You know, we must be accountable to each other.
Yes.
I tell you, what men like working towards a target. Men are practical, as I said earlier. Men like working towards something, a project, like, you know, turn something into a project, then you got a man's attention. You know, so if you're working towards something, then there should be some level of accountability afterwards. You must be accountable to each other, you know, having support as a group of men. Then you need to be men of God in action.
Okay.
We must become disciples. You know, we like to teach our children that we must use our talents in the church. We need to teach them to use our resources, our time, our finances, you know, in the church work. So we too, we must show by example by becoming active disciples. You know, working for the Lord, working for the kingdom of God. And of course, we are an evangelist. Whether you like to think it or not, or accept it or not, but you are an evangelist. If you have a family, if you have a wife, if you have children, you are an evangelist. You are responsible for bringing your family to Jesus.
Yes.
So this is basically summing up now some of the areas where men's ministries, Adventist men's ministries, would help our men in the church, you know, to become more focused and intentional, in fact, in their Christian experience.
So before we continue, my pastor, just for in case someone is listening, like, where does it look like this is only for married men? Is this only for married men or anyone who's a man, and what's the starting age, you know, that one can join? You know, we have these boys, ne? I call them boys, like, yeah, I mean, I'm mature, you know, I mean, I'm this, I'm a man now. But, like, looking at them, we're like, you're still wet behind the ears, relax, you know. So is there an age where we say maybe from 16, 18, 20, or 40, or, and what's the criteria for one to say, now I can go to the men's ministries?
Well, men's ministries, yes, is not only for married men. It's for single men as well. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are blessed with being single. So they are not excluded from the group at all. So all men can come and join us.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the companionship and the friendship ministry now, especially for those men who are single.
Mm-hmm.
We seek to not place too much value on friendship ministry.
Okay.
Friendship ministry, even within the church, it has such value, you know, because you give a person a sense of belonging, a sense of worth, a sense of being valued by others, to know that you can make a difference, you have something to offer, and that my contribution matters, you know. So anybody can come in. Anybody who has any need or no need or something to offer, you can be there.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of age group, I know our youngsters are catered for, like you've got your ambassadors and then you have your senior youth and so on. I know the Young Adventist Women's Ministries also exists. Mm-hmm. You have your young, and we invite the young ladies to join as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure of the ages there. Even with the men, I'm not sure of the ages. I'm assuming it's your around ambassador plus age, where they can join. Again, they can come to learn, to observe. You know, if you remember what Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7 said, these words that I have commanded you today, I'm just trying to get it out of my head now, I'm not reading it. These words which I have commanded you today, teach them to your children.
Mm.
Teach them when you lie down, when you stand up, when you walk. You know, to me, in the everyday, in our current situation, you would teach them in your everyday life experiences. So even when you're going out to the mall, for instance, there's an opportunity to teach your children something. We must look for ways to teach our children. So there's that responsibility placed on us as parents. And, you know, I just did a baby dedication on Sabbath gone, and I reminded the congregation that these children have been added to our flock, and we all become parents of this child.
Mm.
We must guide the child to God's kingdom.
Mm.
Be an example. We must correct them, obviously in love, you know, and we must be there to help and support the parents, and also especially the child. You know, the child is developed in God's way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a responsibility to raise these children through childhood, through youth, into adulthood. The training continues, you know, to develop our members in the way that they should go. And yes, we would need to bring our young men in, as I said, probably youth ages, ambassador plus. They can come and join us, they can learn, and we can be an example to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, being in this ministry, let's say a man is listening now. I know they are. I know one is listening. That one I'm guaranteed, or else me and him, you know, it's not going to end well. Get that? You know, so if they want to join and like, yeah, you know, I'm interested, you know, I'm hearing pastors speaking these things. I think, you know, it resonates with me and it's something that I want to join. But do we have People who've said, you know, I've experienced this in this ministry, you know, and it has transformed my life in X, Y, and Z. So other men come through, you know, and join, you know. So do we have those experiences where someone's like, I was struggling with this, and through the men's ministry, you know, I was able to overcome, I was able to have this brotherhood that helped me with that? Do we have such experiences, my pastor?
Yes. You know, in our conference, we've had the Adventist men's camps.
Mm.
Those camps have been so meaningful, and we brought brothers along. You know, those who are new in the faith, I can talk especially of that example. Someone who was new in the faith, you know, and they were still finding their way in the faith, having to make some drastic changes, you know, in their life because of where they had come from, you know. And coming to the men's camp, just participating in that whole exercise made such a difference in the brother's life. It educated him so much more on his role as a man and what is expected of him. And how we can do it, because yes, we speak about what we should do, but we also are told that we have God with us. He's the one who empowers us to be who we ought to be. And so he came and he learned about all these things. I mean, we spoke about men's health. We spoke about relationships with your spouse and children and, you know, the careers and holistic. You know, was holistic. And so it was very educational. So I found that if men's ministries is done right, man, it can make a difference in anybody's life. And the beautiful part of it is that there are resources available. You go online, you can find the resources, you need to get them. There's a whole curriculum that the men can follow that's very instructional, educational, and beneficial. And if people would just find the resources and use them, man, we'll all be praising God.
I'm loving that. And speaking about relationships, you know, and I love how you said that if men's ministries is done right, because that is very key. And also it leads into these relationships that we're about to speak about, you know. How do they now influence, you know, their relationships, be it family, be it the dating stage as well, be it mother and son, father and son? How does now what they're learning in that ministry now influence their relationships?
Well, you know, as we mature, we start with our relationships and you know, the dating and so on, and we get into some serious relationships. And as men, we need to learn about making good choices when it comes to dating, even. And so you will learn, you know, some of these pointers, these tips that will help you to start out correct. Because sometimes we make a mistake in the start, and we feel we trapped in a situation, and then, you know, life can become incredibly complicated. But if we start correctly, you know, with making good choices from the start, then there's a good chance things can work out. So, you know, to get instruction in these areas of relationships, that's what you'll find now in men's ministries. And of course, as men get married and you have a family, then the realization hits you about how important the role that you have to play as a husband, as a father. You know, and of course, as you connect men with God, and as these men get a better understanding of God and a better appreciation of God, and for instance, things like forgiveness, then fathers in the home can also show this love and patience and compassion and forgiveness that they've discovered in God, you know, that they can now extend to the family and show by example to their children, to their spouses, and so on.
So, You know, Pastor, I whenever we speak about mental health, I love it. I love, you know, how we are open to that conversation and everything just... It's out there, you know, counseling here, counseling there. So does that the men's ministry address issues of mental health, because men are going through a lot. And I remember some statistics I was listening to another, I don't know if it was a TV news report or a radio news report, where they said that, for example, in South Africa, the number of people that commit suicide, die by suicide, it's actually men more than women, you know. So do you address such issues in your ministry?
Yes. Look, you've opened this section saying that men face difficult challenges.
Mm.
Yes, men have to deal with some heavy issues in life. Mm. And there's a burden on men. And I don't know if you've heard the saying that cowboys don't cry, you know.
Mm.
You're a man, why?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a man, you must be brave. Yeah. You know, so men are instructed to just cover the emotions, their feelings, you know. But we're hoping to unlock all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to, men's ministries is aimed at dealing with those heavy and the relevant issues.
Mm.
To address the everyday needs and questions of today's Christian men, you know. And of course, with the help of experienced and other godly mentors, you know, we can deal with these issues.
Mm.
We can help each other, provide that support. Remember, I mentioned that earlier, that support and that accountability, dealing with issues of work ethics, or even your identity as a Christian man.
Mm.
Because now sometimes people say, you believe all that stuff, you know, people, they think you're crazy now, you know, because you are a bit different now. You're a godly man. You're a Christian man. Dealing with issues like controlling anger, building healthy relationships, about sexual integrity, as I mentioned earlier. So we help each other and we support each other in addressing these issues. And as I also touched on earlier, is that we look at the holistic person, the spiritual aspect, the physical, the mental, social, and have I covered them all? But yes, the holistic man, you know, so definitely addressing mental health issues. We will provide that support as well.
I'm happy, Pastor, that you're addressing that, because the issue of men don't cry, men up, you know, indoda must. It's something that is a challenge in our boy children and our men, because it starts there with them. Don't be a sissy, you know, those are the terms that we use. No, don't do that, you know, don't be a girly. And I'm happy that the men's ministry is addressing that. Not that men should be vulnerable, we are all vulnerable, but I've seen that the more men open up, it's the more you are able to, we as women, we are able to understand them, and they're able to understand us, and we're able to work towards, you know, that goal. Earlier on, you know, you spoke about a project, if you give a man a project. But if now this man, Pastor, they are always grumpy, you know, they don't cry, how are we going to give them projects, you know? So we struggle in that effort. But I'm happy that, you know, you're addressing that, where a man can say, I'm not okay, I am tired, I can't, I'm struggling with this, you know, and not just box it in. So I'm very, very happy, Pastor, that you're addressing that. So as we close up, my Pastor, do you have anything else to say about the men's ministries? And then after that, please do offer a word of prayer for our men and us women, ne? So we support them when they go to these meetings.
Yeah, for sure. No, absolutely. I think I want to just draw our attention to this statement by Ellen White. She says, the greatest want of the world is the want of men. Men who will not be bought or sold.
Mm-hmm.
Men who in their inmost most souls are true and honest. Men who do not fear to call sin by its right name.
Mm-hmm.
Men whose conscience is as true to duty as the needle to the pole.
Mm-hmm.
men who will stand for the right though the heavens fall. And there's a lot in that statement.
Yep.
And if we want to raise men like this, or be men like this, there's a lot that we need to do. We need to really support each other if we want to achieve this. By God's grace, with God's help, we can do it. It is doable. Mm-hmm. And so we need our men to stand for the truth, stand for God, stand for Christianity, to be men of God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we just want to thank you for this time we've had together. We just want to thank you for this ministry, Lord, that you don't exclude anybody, but your gospel wants everybody to be saved. We pray for our men especially, Lord. We pray that you will help us to become the men of power, men of God that you want us to be, Lord. Be with our ladies also as they support us, Lord, as we support each other. Help us to understand each other, Lord, and so that we can work together to make our way to your kingdom together with our children. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We believe that you will answer it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, my pastor, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us. I have learned a lot and it was very much insightful. I know that the men that are listening as well, you know, they also took some pointers from you. Till we chat again next
amen.
Time.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.